So benefits over in- Okay, benefits of volunteering. What's up, Kikuyu?
What's up, Kikuyu?
What's up, Kikuyu?
What's up, Kikuyu?
What's up, Kikuyu? Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Happy New Year, even though it's February and 1 month is down. We went on a break for a couple of weeks, planning and strategizing for 2020 and what kind of content we're going to bring you and the issues we're going to be discussing. So we have a lot more lined up for the year, more content, more exciting interviews, and more to learn about our community. So today we're going to just have a very brief episode talking about volunteering, why it's important to volunteer, the benefits of volunteering, how you can give some of your time and skills for the benefit of our community. If I was to define volunteering very simply, I would just say it's when an individual gives their professional skills and time for no financial gain, for the benefit of another individual, another organization, or for the benefit of their community. Volunteering has been there since time immemorial, and it's one of the easiest ways to develop one's skills, to learn new skills, and also to socialize. So obviously those are some of the benefits of volunteering. Volunteering is a very easy way for you to learn new skills, and it's also a way to develop your own personal skills. The best thing about volunteering is that you can kind of find out what you're good at very cheaply. Nobody is going to penalize you for mistakes when you're volunteering, as opposed to when you're holding any other kind of position. It's also an amazing way to socialize and meet people from different backgrounds, and it's also an amazing way to build new connections. You can meet people you have been wanting to meet officially through volunteering, and this will not be through the front door. So it will be a very casual kind of relationship that you can develop for years. Volunteering is also a very good way to position yourself, even career-wise. There are specific careers that look for people who have volunteered in their community. They want to know, apart from your professional skills, can you actually use your professional skills for the benefit of the community without getting anything in return? And it has become such a critical thing, such that most exchange programs, most international organizations, especially NGOs, are looking for people who have volunteered, who have given part of their skills and time in their community for no financial gain. Those are basically the major benefits of volunteering. And there are also other reasons. There are people who volunteer to get a sense of purpose for, you know, for their life. Volunteering also makes you feel good about yourself. It can even reduce stress, calm down, and really find balance in your life and that kind of a thing. In our community, how can you volunteer? Say you'd like to be a volunteer, you'd like to give part of your time, say 1 or 2 hours or over the weekend. So how can you actually volunteer? There are a number of ways or a number of places where you can go give your professional skills and give your time for a better community. One is PCA Kikuyu Home for the Aged, located in Togoto. Is a place that is home to a number of old people from different parts of the country who either do not have immediate family or are living alone and cannot take care of themselves. And it really is a sanctuary for these people. So when you're free, you can pop in and you can pop in and give your time in exchange for some services. You can help clean, you can help tend to the garden, you can sit down and just have a conversation with some of the elderly people who are living there. You can donate some food stuff and clothes and that kind of a thing to them at any time. There are a number of children's homes within Kikuyu as well, where you can go and volunteer your time, either to even teach the children or read to them. You can also help them clean, and you can help them even if it's just cover the books or make charts for the children or help them in the garden, just whatever your professional skills are. There are also community centers and art centers like 902 Street. you can come here at 902 Street where we do our recording and volunteer to do something for the Community Art Center, because it really is a hub that is incubating a lot of great talent within our community and doing a lot of great work. There are also local small businesses. Say it's a business that you want to work for or you want to work with and you're in school. Why not start by volunteering for this business over the weekend? And that's a really, really amazing way to even just find out about the business, how it works, to develop your skills and also prove yourself worthy for a position even after your classes are over. The other best place to also volunteer is during any events and activities that are happening within the community. I mean, events, activities, activations are an amazing way to meet people and socialize. So volunteering to be part of an event or an activity is really, really beneficial for an individual in so many different ways. And just look out for any events that are happening within Kikuyu and just be part of it. Plug in, see the kind of people you're going to meet, and that will be amazing. So we look forward to having more volunteers and having all of you be part of 902 Street and discover Kikuyu and volunteering your professional skills and time for the benefit of our community and to get a better community. Dr. Richard keeps talking about, and he has written a book about innovative volunteerism. He talks about Africa having so many skills and a lot of professional skills especially. So he talks about volunteering, but not for the sake of volunteering, but with a purpose. Volunteer in line with your skills and in line with what our society and community needs, because solutions for all our challenges and our problems are housed and reside within us. So it's up to us to work together, come together with our professional skills, time and capacities, and make our community better. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, enjoy your week.